Oh, Galway minor camogie team are back in action this weekend when they take on Tipperary in a home tie, trying at in Loughrea is at 2 o'clock. And joining us to look forward to that one, and firstly to look back at last week's weekend's opening clash, is Stephen Glennon, the Galway minor manager. Stephen, a victory last weekend. It was a long journey down to Waterford, but you came away with the spoils.
Yeah, going down, you would have taken a 1 point win for sure. Just anything to get off the board. I suppose we were a bit nervous going down. I said we were going into the unknown. Didn't really know where we were at ourselves. You can play all the challenge matches you want, but until you hit the white heat of championship, you don't really know. And that was the first half. Like, you could see Waterford, you know, had their Munster championship campaign under them. Worked really hard. Really physical team, actually. Bigger team than I thought they were when I watched them in the Munster final. But, you know, we stayed the course in the first half, and it probably took us the 40 minutes to get to the pitch of it. But when we did, we were able to push on, which was really pleasing.
You can't beat, I suppose, winning in itself. It gives great confidence. And to a team that's starting out with the first game of the year as well, to have to travel that long distance to Waterford, and I'm sure the journey home was more enjoyable than the one down, probably.
Well, it was. There was a lot of tired bodies on board. Management probably more so. The girls themselves were a bit wired after, but like, it's great to hear them laughing and joking on the bus. And, you know, it really goes towards the team bonding as well and the unity of it. So, no, we were just really pleased with the whole thing, the whole aspect of it. Got five players on, and you know, which was another thing that we were pleased about. And again, this weekend we'd hope to give more players. Let's look at a few more players.
The scoring return was okay. You were happy with that, and you were happy with the small amount that you conceded. In fairness,
there was a few probably aspects of that we could have done better on. First half we coughed up a lot of chances. By the same token, we probably, you know, it's a moot point, but we probably could have had two penalties in the game, which we didn't get. But other than that, there was we were very strong at the back, particularly as the game wore on. We settled into our roles and tasks very well. And then in the second half, when it began to open up a little bit more, we began to find that little bit more space, because their defence was really good in the first half. We were like, there were times we're living off scraps. I think we only created 10 scoring chances, which was, you know, wasn't really a pleasing aspect of it, but we did get a 1-5 from that, so I suppose the efficiency wasn't too bad in that regard.
The group stages probably allows you with the big panel to, you know, rotate your squad, and is that something that you'll be looking for to do and to use next weekend? Tipperary obviously going to be a different opposition, and I think they were victorious last weekend as well, so to look and to see, you know, some of the players that didn't get a run the last day maybe getting an outing next Sunday.
Yeah, I suppose the, like, Tipperary are Munster champions, you would say, after the opening round, and given they'd won Munster as well and beaten Kilkenny, the Leinster champions last weekend, they're probably the form team at the moment, or the team that are best positioned. But saying that, like, we have a panel of 35, no point having in there if you can't look at them. So we will be bringing on starting a couple more players this weekend. Between 2 and 4, we'll finalise it maybe tomorrow night, and have a look. But we definitely need to be looking at players during the group stages, and I'm kind of anxious too. We have 23 18-year-olds in there, last year minor. I'd hope that all get game time over the 5 games. I think that's really important, that they leave Galway Camogie, underage Camogie. Some will go on to intermediate and senior, some won't though, and it'd be nice for them to leave the system with some game time as a Galway player under the belt. So I think that's important too. And then you have a lot of 17-year-olds pushing, and, you know, that's great as well, and their time will come. Some will get a chance in this year's championship, but some, I suppose, we could call them project players as well, that we want to help them along and to put them in a position next year where they can challenge.
We mentioned the group stages there. You might just give us a quick insight into the way this championship works this year, Stephen. You have your round robin games, but what happens after that?
After that, I think it's top four that go into the semi-finals. I think it's 1v4, 2v3, and then I think it's a week later. There's some confusion maybe over the date, so maybe that's just on my part, but I think the semi-final and final are within a week of each other. There certainly was proposed later on the year to bring it forward with the leaving cert, and that to bring it forward a week, which is fine. So, you know, as I said to you last week, Tommy, you know, that's why we have the panel, that's why we're going to try and look as many players as we can during this phase, and hopefully when we get to the back end of it, we'll be there to competing and have a stronger squad for it.
Everyone will have played each other at the end of this round robin series, so you'll get a better idea of what the actual talent is like in the other counties and where they're at. But I suppose from a Galway perspective, you just want to win as many games as you can and finish as high up in that top four.
I think if you qualify for the semi-finals, more so, I think if you get to look at your players, like, as long as you're performing from week to week and getting performances, like, with the talent that's out there, you could finish a point either way, either side of the result, a couple of points either side of the result. But I think if you're using your panel and you get into a position with it, you do make the last four, then hopefully then you'll be, you know, I suppose there's a case too, Tommy, that you want some teams I'm looking at settling a team as early as possible and, you know, and that. But I don't think that's where we're at the moment. I think that we need to look at as many players as we can during the group stages, so that when we get to the semi-final, we have options. And we know that if we're under pressure in one position, that we can turn, just look back and say, yeah, we've two options here, whatever we have, and that we can go with that.
The venue, Loughrea, on Sunday, it's a ground that most of the girls would have played at some stage in their career already. So, I mean, playing Loughrea won't make any difference to the Galway girls, anyway.
No, and I actually love Loughrea as a venue as well. I think it's a lovely pitch, good facilities, always very courteous there, you know, and I think between, you know, men's hurling and Camogie and everything, you know, a lot of us have spent a lot of time there, so it should be surroundings that we're comfortable with. And I said it's a good pitch, so it should be conducive to good Camogie as well.